Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that could be just right for you. And today, we have a really fun guest, Cheryl Tarion, a best-selling author, blogger, and trainer who is on a mission to put the grand back in grandparents. She is the author of Letters from Grandma Before You Were Born, a collection of letters from a first-time grandmother to her grandson. And today, we'll be talking about all of the most important lessons, the nuggets of wisdom that grandparents can leave their grandchildren. So welcome, Cheryl.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
It's absolutely all of our pleasure to have you on. And, you know, when we got your information, I was like, oh, look at this. The first thing is talking about our expiration dates, right? We've all got expiration dates somewhere in our lives, right? We've got one. So, you know, the question is, and I think you're answering this question with your book, but what good is the wisdom that you've gained throughout your entire life if it isn't passed down once you're no longer around to share it?
Exactly. Nobody likes to talk about or even think about their mortality. Mm-hmm. But I got to thinking about this because I am, obviously because of this book, I am a first-time grandmother. And when I first found out that I was going to be a grandmother, I know it sounds really morbid, but I was thinking, what if I'm not here to tell them all the things that I want them to know that I'd like to pass on? And so my brain started going, okay, what am I going to do? How would I do this? And then I thought, well, you know, I am a writer. I could write letters.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a question or that's a concern of lots of grandparents. You know, when you become a grandparent, obviously you've done a lot in your lives already. And yeah, you want to see them grow up. You want to see them graduate high school. You want to see them do all of these things. But you're right. You are faced with different life phases as you get to that point. And, you know, and then you should, I think this was a great idea for you writing these letters and putting them into a book. I would encourage lots of grandparents or even parents or brothers and sisters or whomever, if you'd like to pass along some wisdom. I mean, this is a great way to do it. Now, when you sat down to write these letters, what was the first thing? What was the first letter? What was the first thing you wrote about? The most important thing that came to mind that you wanted your grandson to know?
The very first thing that I thought was the most important thing that I wanted to pass on over anything else was how much they were wanted, how much they were loved before they were even met. So this was when you get to those, you know, all the angst that you go through in teenage years and things like that, one of the things that, you know, you kind of think about is, okay, well, what, you know, I wish I'd never been born, then we wouldn't have these problems and whatever and whatever. But, you know, if you go back and you look at this letter that your mother or your grandmother or whoever wrote about you when you were even being thought about, much less before you were born, and then you read it and you think, oh, wow, I really was wanted. I really am loved no matter what.
Yeah,
that's something that everybody needs to know.
Yeah. Right.
That's something everybody needs to know, is that they are wanted and they are loved no matter what.
Yeah, and now that is really, you're right, that is very important, because through life's ups and downs, you sometimes get run, you know, you go through the ringer and you don't realize that anymore, or you feel alone and that kind of a thing. So that's really, really special. And I think that is a good way to start off, you know, the different types of letters that you were writing to your grandson, and I'm sure, you know, future grandchildren, if you have any more. I mean, you like to pass along all of these values. Now, what other types of values would your letters express?
There are a number of things, and I wrote this so that it would be value-based. So, in other words, it'll be timeless. One of the important things is choosing your friends wisely. That's one of the most difficult things to take on board. And one of the most important things, no matter what age they are, is to choose their friends wisely. Then we're looking at, taking care of themselves. Make sure that, they take care of their health, even though, even when they're younger, they may not think about it, but just what they're eating, going outside to play, all the different things that can keep them healthy and strong. Taking time to appreciate all of the things that they get to do, like participate in activities, going places, all the different types of things that they're offered as they grow, so that they can appreciate a lot of different things and, throughout life, instead of just sort of being that wallflower and just staying back and watching everything. Get in there and participate and take time to appreciate. And then, again, as they get older, choices become very important as far as when they're making a choice of what they want to be when they, go to college. What do you want to do? What do you want to do with your life? Take on board everyone's advice, listen to everybody. But then in the end, you have to do what's right for you. So, make those choices for yourself because no one else can live it for you. And then, of course, also believe in yourself. There's going to be a lot of naysayers out there. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be negative. And some of that negativity is because they don't want you, your parents do not want you to get hurt. Your grandparents do not want you to get hurt. But you still have to do what's right for you, even if you fail. You still have to go through that and know that this is your choice and you've learned by this and you go on. So believe in yourself. Do what you think that you need to do, whether it works out or it doesn't, but believe in yourself no matter what.
So I think is probably one of the most important pieces of advice that you could give. You don't want to go through life thinking what if ever, right? I mean, if there's an opportunity, don't hide from it. I was just talking about this with someone the other day. You don't want to hide from opportunity. And yeah, if you fail, you know what? At least you know that you tried and you went out there and you're not living with the woulda, coulda, shoulda, which can be haunting for people as you get older, right? So definitely, I think what you laid out were pieces of advice that everyone that's listening, I mean, everyone can remember these things. And, to have it and instill it and make it a book that you cherish and you've given to your grandchildren, I think is really special, and that everyone can be able to do that. I mean, would you suggest grandparents and mothers and fathers doing this for their own children?
I think it would be, I was hoping that this book would be an inspiration for others to do this very thing.
Right.
Because you always think that you're going to have time. You always think that that's going to happen, but there are so many circumstances that take place that you can't predict that, it's like people don't want to put together, a will because they think that's a bad thing because they don't want to think about dying. But
Right.
know what? Letters are just as important God forbid you walk across the street and get hit by a bus or something, right? But
yeah,
if it happens.
Right. It could.
And so
it happens all the time.
It does. It does. And so, these are all valuable things. And the other thing I look at, too, is that if this is written either before or right after your child or grandchild is born, they're going to know when they become a teenager that, that you meant what you said because you didn't know them yet, so to speak.
Right. It wasn't just off the cuff. Like you...
Exactly.
You did this with intent. You did this with intent and with love. And I think, that's what we have to give, all of our children and everyone around us, really. You have to offer that up, and we can all be reminded of some of these things. And, I know that you have, of course, more within your letters, in your book, Letters from Grandma Before You Were Born. So everyone can look for more information on her book. You can order it at Amazon.com. And to learn more about Cheryl Therrien, you can also visit her site, www.geekgirltoday.com. And that's your, you know, alias, right? You're also known as Geek Girl Today. Geek Girl. Yep. So not only is she a grandma, she's a grandma geek, which is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I am now, I've gone from being geek girl to geek grandma.
There you go, right? Putting the grand back in grandparents. I love that. I think that's fantastic. And we really appreciated you being here today, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being able to share with your listeners.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might just be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.